called the calaboose. Did you ever hear that?
We talking about the drunk tank?
Well, we're talking about the jail, you know. It used to be called a calaboose. Mm-hmm. The calaboose was a little one-cell jail in Vardaman, you know. It was the calaboose.
What would the big house be?
What, the big jailhouse?
Have you ever heard of the big house?
Eh, not the jail, huh? Mm-hmm. If I heard somebody say that, I'd think they're talking about the pen, the penitentiary, you know,
yeah.
Parchman, you know, Cummings Prison Farm,
right.
You know, what's that one in Atlanta that keeps all the women? I always wanted to break in there, you know, and die there. No, I'm not really, I'm just kidding here.
No, I don't remember.
Get a hacksaw blade up your nose or something, you know.
Yeah. Well, what about things that a policeman would carry with him for protection?
Billy club, nigger stick, you know. That's the kind of thing you're looking for?
Sure.
Yeah.
What about
that's pistol, mm-hmm. revolver, this gun, basically.
You ever heard called his sidearm piece?
Nah.
Revolver,
nah.
That kind of stuff?
No, if you ask a cop for a piece, he'd think you was a homo and send you to Anita Bryant, you know. No, it's a gun, mm-hmm. pistol. You know, when people that have been to the National Guard call it a weapon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What about some different names for prostitutes?
Whore, that's about it, you know. A lot of people don't know how to spell it, but, you know, you hear women sitting around whispering about the H-O-R-E, you know. slut, you know, that's a...
Streetwalker?
Yeah, a streetwalker, yeah.
Would you distinguish between a streetwalker and a call girl?
Well, I wouldn't. I wouldn't. Now, realistically, the term whore can be used in a lot of ways. A friend of mine, the one guy was telling me about being from Nebraska, you know, talking about his, you know, the douche wagon. I was talking to him, I don't know, a few months ago, and he'd gotten out of radio running a ski resort in Colorado. And I asked him, I said, why? He said, well, I got tired of being a whore. And to him, that meant, you know, he felt like he was being used all the time. You know, hey, man, come work Sunday midnight to 6, you know. When he gets ready to leave, come back and work 2 to 9 tonight, you know. Mm-hmm. And he got tired of being a whore.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I got another friend that he'll call you a whore, you know. You do something, you say something funny, he said, ah, you silly whore, you know. He called a girl that one time. He let it slip, you know, kind of like saying, hey, you know, like a white, saying something about a white boy, you know. Yeah, and he was over to her house, you know. He stopped by there on the way home from work or something, you know, anyway. And she said, well, let me fix you something to eat. And she's a beautiful girl. And so she did something. He said, ah, you whore, you. You know, and she wouldn't speak to him. You know, he got up and left. Went back in a couple of weeks and, you know, to apologize. But, yeah, whore, yeah, you know.
What about the manager of prostitutes?
Well, of course, there's not that much of it around here, you know. Not that. I know one that you can go and buy. Neither one that you'd want. But anyway. The man, you know, John, pimp. If you say that, people would know what you was talking about, but there's, you know, none of it, not enough.
Then you would use John to mean pimp or client?
Yeah, well, sure, John's a client, you know. But I mean, like I said, people would know what you were talking about, but it's not a common, not a common thing.
Do you think of it being black?
Basically, yeah, a little squirrely black guy with a pink hat on, you know, and goose feathers in his hat, you know, and rings hanging off his thing, probably an earring in his ear, you know, with a Christ symbol on it, of all things. High-heel shoes, like I wear. And,
like the rooster on
bread. Yeah, like a Huggy Bear, you know.
Yeah.
Say, hey, Hug, you know. Basically that, yeah. You know, he's got a white caddy with a padded roof, you know, and fuzz all around the mirror.
What would you call a building where several prostitutes were?
Well, that's a whorehouse. You know.
Anything besides that?
Well, you know. Blue light, you know, something like that, but that's a whorehouse.
You ever hear cat house?
Yeah, cat house, you know. But a cat house is usually called